Ever find yourself wondering how the IT folks in your organization figure out, what tech to roll out, or what to invest in, or even what gets cut? Today on the Deep Dive, we're going to get into that. We're looking at service portfolio management and service catalog management.
Yeah, that's right.
We've been digging into this really insightful guide from Easit. And our mission basically is to pull out the core ideas so you can understand how IT services are actually structured and managed.
Think of it like the strategy versus the storefront.
Yeah, exactly. Like a backstage pass to see why you get the tools you do, maybe why you don't get others.
Right. So service portfolio management, SPM, that's the big strategic piece. It's about looking at all the IT services, ones being built, ones running now, even the old retired ones,
Okay.
and making sure that whole collection, that portfolio, actually helps the business meet its goals.
And the other side, service catalog management.
That's SCM. It's more practical, more user-facing. It's about creating a clear list, like a menu, of the services IT currently offers, and importantly, how you actually request them.
Gotcha.
Our aim here is to pull the key stuff from the Easit guide, give you those aha moments where you suddenly see the logic behind the tech you interact with every day.
Okay, great. Let's start with the big picture then. Service Portfolio Management, SPM.
Sounds good.
The Easit Guide really hammers home that the main point here is alignment, making sure the IT services offered are directly supporting what the business is actually trying to do.
Yeah, it's not just tech for tech's sake.
Exactly. It has to be the right tech. The guide lists a few key goals for SPM, right? Like nailing that IT business strategy link you mentioned.
And also getting clarity on value and cost. You need to know what each service brings to the table versus what it costs to run.
Right. And that feeds into making smart decisions, like which services to develop further, which to maybe upgrade, or even which ones to, well, retire.
Absolutely, it's strategic.
So for you listening, this helps explain why some tech projects get funding and others don't. SPM is like the architect, making sure every service fits the overall business plan.
It's about designing the IT landscape proactively, not just reacting, like planning a city's infrastructure for growth.
That makes sense. So how do you actually do that? What's the first step according to Easit?
Well, the foundation is building out that complete service portfolio. And like I touched on, this isn't just what's live now.
Right. You said it includes stuff being developed.
Exactly. Services in development, the pipeline, then the services currently in operation, what people are using, and crucially, the retired services too.
Retired ones as well. Why track those?
It gives you that full life cycle view. Understand the history, how things evolved, maybe why certain things were replaced. It helps avoid repeating past mistakes and informs future planning. Think about an old software app, knowing why it was retired helps when planning its replacement.
Okay, got it. So it's a complete inventory, past, present, and future. And then the guide says you have to figure out the value and cost, right? That seems critical.
Absolutely critical. It's not just about the price tag. It's assessing how much each service actually contributes to business goals compared to its cost, both the initial development and the ongoing operational expenses.
So you need some way to measure that business value.
You do. The guide talks about creating a model for that, analyzing costs relative to that value. It's this analysis that really drives the strategic choices.
Okay, so you've got the inventory, you've assessed the value and cost. What happens next?
That's where the decision-making comes in. Based on that value cost analysis, you decide, do we invest more here? Does this need an upgrade? Or is this service actually not pulling its weight anymore and maybe it's time to phase it out?
So this is how IT stops being just a cost center
Yeah.
and actually helps shape strategy.
Precisely. It ensures IT investments are targeted, relevant, and, cost-effective.
Okay, that gives a good sense of the strategic side with SPM. Let's shift gears now to the user side service catalog management, SCM.
Right, the storefront view.
Yeah, the Easit guide says the main purpose here is, well, pretty straightforward. Create an easy-to-use catalog of IT services available to users.
Simple in concept, but crucial.
The goals seem focused on clarity and ease, right? Making it obvious what's on offer, how to get it.
And keeping that info up to date, that's key. Plus, enabling self-service where possible.
Self-service, like password resets and stuff.
Exactly. Things users can handle themselves, which takes a load off the IT support desk.
Oh, yeah. Everyone loves that. Less waiting on hold. That immediately makes sense as a benefit for, well, everyone.
For sure. And making that work well really depends on how the catalog itself is designed.
What goes into a good catalog design, according to the guide?
Several things. You obviously need a clear name and description for each service. Users have to know what it is.
Makes sense.
But also things like SLAs, service level agreements, setting expectations for performance, uptime, that sort of thing.
Okay, like how quickly they'll respond if something breaks.
Yeah, or just general availability guarantees. Then, who the service is actually for the target audience, the step-by-step process for requesting it, and, if it applies, any costs involved.
So, quite a bit of detail needed.
Yes, but it needs to be presented in a structured, user-friendly way. Think, like you said earlier, a good online store. Easy to browse, easy to understand what you're getting.
Right. Intuitive navigation is key. And you mentioned keeping it up to date. That sounds like an ongoing job.
Oh, absolutely vital. The guide stresses this. If services change upgrades, new additions, retirements, the catalog has to reflect that immediately.
Otherwise, chaos.
Pretty much. Users get confused, try to order things that aren't there, it wastes time, causes frustration, it undermines the whole point.
And this links back to the self-service idea, I guess.
Definitely. Integrate that up-to-date catalog with the self-service portal, and users can find what they need and request it easily, often without needing to talk to anyone directly.
That empowerment piece seems huge. Users feel more in control, IT gets fewer routine calls.
It's a win-win, like you said. But it doesn't stop there. The guide also points out you need to measure if it's actually working.
How do you measure the catalog's effectiveness?
Tracking usage. How many requests come through the catalog for different services? What are the response times? And really importantly, getting user feedback.
Asking people what they think.
Yep. Are they finding what they need? Is the process smooth? Are they satisfied with the service they ultimately receive? That feedback is gold for making improvements.
So for someone listening who maybe finds their IT processes a bit slow or confusing,
yeah,
understanding SPM and SCM helps explain why that might be happening.
Yeah, it can. From the SPM side, maybe a service they rely on isn't seen as high strategic value, so it's not getting investment for improvement.
Okay.
And from the SCM side, maybe the catalog isn't clear, or the request process built into the portal is clunky. Tracking those metrics, requests, times, satisfaction, helps IT pinpoint those bottlenecks.
I hopefully fix them.
That's the idea. Continuous improvement based on data and feedback.
Got it. Okay, so we've covered SPM, the strategy, and SEM, the user view. Now, how do they fit together? The guide must talk about integration.
Oh, absolutely. It stresses that they are tightly linked, not separate silos at all.
Because the catalog is basically showing what's currently available from the bigger portfolio.
Exactly. The portfolio has the whole picture, including future plans. The catalog is the now available section for users, so they have to be synchronized.
What happens if they're not?
Well, you might have IT launch a great new service decided on through SPM, but if it never makes it into the SCM catalog,
then nobody knows it exists or how to use it.
Precisely. Total disconnect. The guide suggests using automated processes where possible to keep them in sync. When a service goes live in the portfolio sense, it should automatically appear in the catalog.
Okay, that makes sense technically, but what about the human element?
Also crucial. The guide emphasizes ongoing communication between IT and the business units.
Why is that so important for both?
Well, for SPM, IT needs to constantly understand the changing business needs to keep the portfolio aligned. For SCM, IT needs feedback from users and business units to make sure the catalog is useful and the services are meeting expectations.
So regular meetings, feedback sessions.
Yeah, things like regular reviews of the portfolio and the catalog involving both IT and business stakeholders. Using that user feedback we talked about to drive improvements in both strategy and delivery. It's a constant dialogue.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. Pulling it all together from this EASIC guide, service portfolio management, SPM, is really the strategic layer, right?
Mm-hmm. The why and the what from a business perspective, aligning services with goals, managing value and cost.
And service catalog management, SCM, is more the operational user-facing layer.
Exactly. The how and the what for the user, providing clarity, transparency, easy access to the available services.
So understanding both gives you, it gives you a much clearer picture of how IT actually functions within an organization.
Yeah, you see the structure, the thinking behind the services that everyone relies on day to day. It demystifies things a bit.
It really does. It shows there's a method, hopefully, behind what can sometimes feel a bit like madness.
Indeed. And, you know, it makes you think. How could these ideas apply elsewhere? This whole framework of managing a portfolio of offerings, making them clear and accessible through a sort of catalog, ensuring they align with bigger goals.
You mean outside of IP?
Yeah. Could HR manage its services this way? Or maybe even how you manage your own skills and offerings in your career? What's in your portfolio? How clear is your catalog to others?
That's interesting. Thinking about your own professional services as a portfolio to be managed strategically.
Right.
And communicated clearly.
Right. It's a fundamental concept about delivering value effectively. How do you structure, manage, and present what you offer, whether it's tech services or something else entirely?
That's definitely a provocative thought to leave things on. Applying service management principles more broadly.
Lots to chew on there after this deep dive.